It's only happening at the new Family Market Store, with special thanks to the Hotel Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Ziggity diggities.
All right, 7:06 on this Tuesday. Before we get to Rick Schaefer, I was going to say, Rog, I'm back in the landlord business. I do want to thank Kathy Tuggle over Department Hunters. She's a outstanding Arkansas citizen and has put up and managed so many properties, commercial and residential. And she has helped me for, golly, Roger, probably the last 5 years. So thanks to Kathy. You're outstanding.
Astounding.
She always recognizes birthdays on social media. She sends messages. She's also always super interactive with everybody. And she really helped me. I've been too busy for me to do this, but sure. I am taking back over. Landlord Baz is back in action, but I did want to say thank you.
Well, man, what gave you that? I mean, did you see what was going on at the Tranquility Bay Resort that you go, I can change sheets, I can do laundry?
She just had done it enough. She's been kind to do that. And so
you're doing it now.
I'm doing it. My mom's going to help out.
She's going to be doing it. Well,
so you know who my first tenant may be?
Carolyn, I hope he didn't make you sign any sort of, did you have to go through a hiring process?
So my first tenant, I've had a lot of people reach out and... Sure. But the first person to reach out was a young man named Sam Bennett. He's the drummer on Bad Habit who happened to be on our show. So we're showing that unit today. And I used to be in this business. I used to, back with Val, back in the 80s, I'd just gotten out of college, Roger, and I'd bought some houses and I was turning them around and renting them out. I had like four houses now, and it was, oh my gosh, it was so, overwhelming, mowing yards and doing that. But anyway, so we're showing that unit today, and I'm back in that whole sort of habit of, I made that post with all the pictures, and you get people, hey, I'm looking, and you want to try to get the right amount.
How's the couch holding up?
The couch is, the couch is amazing, but it's not the most comfortable. It's built amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a point of comfort, but it's cool. Why the young man wants
it. If you're a contortionist.
Well, and the young man, listen, he saw my guitars on the wall.
He knew.
He knew.
That might have been the one. The good Lord's telling me this is the place I need.
Yeah, I do. If you want to play them. Go right ahead. They need to be tuned up. Roger will come over and play with his ukulele.
You know what? You can mock me all you want. Christian, did you get what I sent you yet?
I had already had it, yeah.
No? What?
Speaking in code.
The clip you sent me today?
Speaking in code.
Yeah, I sent it during break.
Oh, no. Okay. I did not get the one you sent me during
break. Because you brought up... go ahead. Wait till he gets it.
Let's bring in our man Rick Schaefer, Raji Dodge.
Well, we're going to bring in Rick Schaefer. All right. Here he is.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer, our Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning, David. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, Rick.
Hope you all had a great last week, yes, and sir. All those that got some good time away. And, listening to Ryan Silverfield, which we played some of that yesterday, too, reminds me that he cannot go to Edwards Food Giant.
Why is that?
Because they have lots of loaves. They got loaves of bread. They got loaves of
everlasting.
Well done, Richard.
Well, anyway. I don't know about
you. He can buy the meat. Just don't get the loaves.
That's right. It's a unique situation, Rick, because, we hired him back in November, right? Or was it December when we hired him?
Early December,
We have had this transition, Oh, my gosh, it's taken forever just to get, we have 1,000 we have 1,000 press conferences that, he's speaking all over the place. He's making appearances. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, my gosh, let's just play football. Let's see what you can do. He's got to be tired of talking. He's got to be just exhausted of having to get up there. But this is what we do. We need the content. That's why we have these things. And he's been nice to do every appearance, to do everything. And so now I'm sure he is like, man, let's just get me out on the field where I don't have to talk to people. And we can really, if we're talking about something, we're talking about real action. He had that in the spring a little bit. But even then, it's spring. It's not the fall. So,
well, think about it, guys. Randy and I don't think there's ever a day when in 3 hours Razorback football doesn't come up at least once. Even in the heat of basketball season, even during Razorback baseball season, even during the summer, it might just be one call, might just be one text, or it might be the whole show is about Razorback football.
Yeah.
You play 12 games. They last about 3.5 hours each.
Yeah.
That's about 40 hours. We talk all year about what happens
I know.
In 40 hours, which is a normal work week for most people. 40 hours. Can you imagine most people talking all year about 1 week of their existence?
That's
what Ryan Silverfield is called to do.
Yeah.
And yet, those guys are paid an enormous amount of money, and that's what they're supposed to do. And so the whole year, they are trying to fire you up for what they're about to do, but then comes the responsibility of doing it. And the thing I do like is that I think he's done all the things that need to be done.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's taken that responsibility. You know, I read in a Hogs Illustrated magazine had a big article about Silverfield, which you would expect in their preseason issue. Do you know he's got every day scheduled through February?
Yeah.
In other words, I don't know if you use a planner. I still use a planner.
Right,
I'm old-fashioned. Write down the things. That means his planner is done through February. And he's got everything on there, what time practices are, this, that. I'm sure he's got his press conferences every Monday at 12 o'clock. He's got all that in there. He is so well organized. But the other thing is these guys have to execute. One thing he said yesterday when he was talking about the quarterback battle, I was pleasantly surprised by how complimentary of A.J. Hill he was. Because I think all of us just assume K.J. Jackson is going to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
To me, I don't care which one's the quarterback as long as they don't turn the ball over. And so he was talking about A.J. Hill, and he says, well, and he likes Jackson too. But he said one of the advantages Hill has is he knows the offense. He's had it. He was with it last year. He's with it in the spring and everything else. But he said it's one thing to know it. It's something else to execute it. And so that's the whole thing. You can plan and plan and plan and plan and plan. And then one thing goes wrong, and it messes up a lot of your plans.
Back on the point about the coverage. Think about this, guys. That I am getting ready to. You know, Roger knows this, and Rick, you may be aware. Like, I made it my mind 15 years ago that I before the buzz, I thought, you know what, I'm in for Channel 7. I've worked with Channel 7 for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to every game. I'm going to go to every game away and home, and I'm going to do coverage for radio and TV. So I did, of course, the worst era of Razorback football in 100 years. That's what I mean. It literally the worst era in 120 years. But think about this, Rick. I leave now. You know, Oakland is sponsoring me going in early with Trey Schaap, where we do like, hey, this is what this town's about. You know, just sort of give me a feel. So I'm there from Thursday through Sunday for 12 weeks. And then and then the sponsors, you got that sponsor, Oakland, do that. And then you got all the sponsors that sponsor the Razorback coverage and the Razorback games. The economic engine that college football, college sports, but especially college football.
No
and like you said, we're talking about it around. It's just amazing how Americans love their football, NFL too, and college, but how it affects us. It affects it. It trickles down to us and our listeners, because our listeners love talking about it, even though we may not be great this year, but people are interested. At least they hope we can do well. But it's just funny how much money is involved. You see that at the SEC Media Days. You just see how much is tied to it.
It's amazing the grip sports has on Americans. It's amazing. And I think you could take it in almost a reverse when the World Cup was here. The World Cup holds the world's fascination.
Yeah.
It does not hold America's fascination.
Right.
America was a great host, and what was the best thing that came out of it? Was all these foreigners coming to America saying, wow, this place is great.
Yeah.
Our leaders are telling us they're no good. They're wrong. This is a great place. That's the best thing. But did Americans all of a sudden sign up for soccer? No. But it was kind of a nice bridge. But it's all about football. NFL's in camps. Oh, the colleges are about to start. You're right that there's this fascination with the game. And it's hard to describe why. I've got that with baseball, and I know why. Because when I was 9 years old, I saw my first major league game, and I was hooked. And so that is still deeply ingrained in me. Sometimes I wish it wasn't. particularly when the Orioles don't play as well as I like them to. And then they trade their starting catcher. So anyway, I sometimes wish it wouldn't. And I'm sure there are Razorback fans who are at times say, I'm just not going anymore.
Right.
And then their team wins. You win a game. It's like, oh, and this new coach, and gosh, Arkansas won a game they weren't supposed to. Yeah, I think I'm going back. I've told this story before. I'll never forget. 1995, first game of the season, Arkansas at SMU. Arkansas is driving for the, and SMU that year beat Arkansas in the season opener. It was their only win of the year. Mm-hmm. And that's the game where Arkansas was going back and forth on the quarterback. Robert Reed ends up starting, and Barry Lunny should have started. He's a senior. So Lunny brings him in at the end. They're down near the goal line, and Arkansas fumbles and loses the game to SMU. They later won the Western Division. You know, came back really well. Madre Hill on that team, really a good team. An overlooked team. And some of those guys ought to be in the Razorback Hall of Honor, and they're not. Like Steve Conley ought to be in there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Nonetheless, I'll never forget walking out. Of course, you're down, and now I'm going to the team bus. And I overheard a fan saying, I am never going to another Arkansas game in my life.
Right, yes.
But I'll bet you before that season was over,
you bet.
I'll bet he was at an Arkansas game.
You bet.
So there's a hook. There's something deep within us. And I hate to say almost spiritual, because Jesus should be the center of our lives. But it almost grabs us like that, to where we're attracted to it. And even when things aren't going well, there's something that keeps pulling us back. And so now we're getting ready to start. I got to tell you, at that press conference yesterday, I like Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah.
That's only the second time I've been in his presence.
I
like him.
Yeah.
I think he's doing the right things. And I didn't ask a question, but the question on my mind was, you know, Ryan, you would not have this job had Arkansas not had a bunch of turnovers last year.
Yeah.
Because that's Arkansas could have won seven or eight games.
Bet. You bet.
What are you going to do to make sure that doesn't happen this year? But just about every press conference, he's talking about ball security.
Does it every time.
Every one. That gives me hope.
I did want to ask you, too, Rick, thanks to Edwards Food Giant, the meat people. They do have loaves.
They have loaves. They do have loaves.
They do have meat loaf.
They have meat loaf.
And wasn't there a sandwich loaf? What am I thinking of there, Rick?
I don't know. We have a place up here called Loaf and Joe's. Maybe you've been there.
you can give, I think, a very unique perspective, and I did a little bit yesterday while I was down in Florida with Roger. Got the news about Billy Ray Smith Junior. And he was my teammate, and I played with him for 2 years. And actually, you know, I started my sophomore year. I think either Burt Zinnemann or Milton Phillips was hurt. And so I started the first four games of 82. So I shared the huddle with him. Mm. He got a chance to watch him. And I also played with Steve Atwater and Wayne Martin. So I got to play with and against a lot of great ones.
Players.
But Billy Ray was definitely, Rick, one of the greats of all time. He was unblockable. Still holds the tackle for loss record, yardage number. But also, too, I remember vividly, I remember watching you. He was such in demand, and you would line up interviews for him. And Billy Ray was so good with interviews. He was witty. He was sharp. I just want to give you a chance to reflect about Billy Ray on our show.
You know, it is really, you know, and you stop. You just have to stop and think about what this summer has been like.
Oh, yeah.
For Razorback fans.
Right.
So, Bobby Crockett passed away in May. Orlando Waters, he played in the early 90s, passed away. Bill Burnett, Jim Lindsay, and now Billy Ray Smith. Orlando Waters would be the youngest of that group.
Right.
But Billy Ray Smith, it just hits you, 64. Yeah. Okay, so Randy and I had him on, I'm going to say it's been 3 or 4 years, and I was hearing even then that he was struggling a little bit with dementia. And you're thinking at that age, because Billy Ray went out to San Diego and had an amazing career. The guy was in radio.
Yep.
He was in TV. I don't know. He must have worked at the same station with the woman he ends up marrying. They've been married since 1990, have a daughter, and just lived an amazing life. But you think about Jim Lindsay as one of the ultimate leaders on a football team. And he did it vocally, And Jim Lindsay was, could have been an evangelist. You know, he was just amazing, rose everybody to a different level. Billy Ray Smith did the same thing, but he did it in a different way. He, and he was humorous, but he did it with a performance that when you think about it, there wasn't anybody that could block him.
Right.
And he, in the story of his obituary, was when he said when Don Lindsay became defensive coordinator and lined him up in a stand-up position, he was unblockable. And that's why he still got all those records,
right,
because he just got turned loose, go tackle him. But I loved him because, yeah, he would actually come to our office.
Yeah.
Who have you got for me today?
Yep.
Now, what players do that? How many players did you know that, now, back then you couldn't duck interviews. We went and got you, and you did them. And the coaches encouraged that. There are a lot of players would just as soon never do an interview. And Billy Ray did them all. And I'll always remember the 1981 when Arkansas was getting ready to play Texas. And it's always a big game in Fayetteville. And let's see, Arkansas hadn't played Texas in Fayetteville in 77 would have been the last, or 70, yeah, right. 77, four right. years. And so he's on the phone with a Texas sports writer, and the guy asked him, you know, well, is there anything unusual this week about playing Texas? Billy Ray said, nope, normal week, nothing much. Said, oh, they burned down Old Main, but other than that, no, nothing much.
That's what he said.
You know, yeah. So just a great person, and it's just, it's hard for me, even as I see other people, you know, you get to my age, the obituaries are
yeah.
going to may have somebody, but you never expect Billy Ray Smith to be gone.
No, and he had come down. Roger, you need to remind me to post the video when he we brought him into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. The Touchdown Club was doing that, and I remember picking up on it, Rick. I said it yesterday that I could. There was just a little something there. I thought, is there something going on there with BR? And sure enough, it is. And that's a sad thing because he was such a sharp guy. But man, it's a beautiful thing. If you love defense, to watch somebody who's so great, it's hard to stop them on that side of the ball. And, of course, his dad was a legend, too. And, it's just, you know, matter of fact, now, Rick, you can probably name this in less than 5 seconds. Roger, if I said, Rick, tell me the four, I think there are only four, legit two-time All-Americans for the Razorbacks go in football.
Yeah, well, Lloyd Phillips was
the first one.
And he was one. Sean Andrews.
Two.
And I'm going to say Chuck Dykus. Chuck Dykus was a two-time. I think I saw that story.
I didn't know Dykus was.
I think I saw that story, and I think they omitted him as being a two-time.
I don't think I didn't know that. Two more. Billy Ray's another one. One more. Nope.
No, Gary Anderson.
It's obvious. This is the obvious.
Well, Darren McFadden.
D-Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were all good. Yeah. I think Chuck Dykus made several All-America teams as a junior. I think they missed
David Basil?
No, I was not on there.
You know what?
He was a good player.
Let me ask you this.
Unlike Marcus Elliott, he doesn't claim to be the greatest Razorback ever.
Is Billy Ray Junior Senior the only father son All-American? Was Billy Ray Senior an All-American or no? Arkansas?
No, he was a really good player, but he was a great tremendous player.
Bruce James?
Well, he was an All-American. He wasn't two-time.
1 year.
That's good enough.
Yeah. But, Bill Ray Sr. had a better pro career than he did. Let me ask you this real quick before we let you go. I know we're running a little behind. So, it was Stetson Orsworthy, who's over in Memphis. Yesterday, it was Lance Allworth's birthday.
Really?
He's 86.
Wow.
And he was asking, is he the oldest living Razorback? And I said, no, I think there are others, but he's probably the most well-known. Is he the greatest when it comes to NFL career? Would you say he had the biggest NFL career of any former Razorback?
Well, I think that's a hard one to say.
Hall of Fame, because you got to measure the Hall of Fame, right? That's where you start, right? Okay. NFL Hall of Fame.
Okay, if he's in the NFL Hall of Fame, I don't know how many
Atwater, Hampton.
Atwater, Dan Hampton.
That's it.
Okay. Fred Williams had a long-time career with the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
And here's a guy that gets overlooked when you talk about Arkansas, and you shouldn't, because his nickname is Hog.
Yeah.
And that's Dave Hanner.
Yeah.
Played for all of those great Green Bay teams in the 60s.
Yeah.
He was a starting guard for the first two Super Bowl champions. I'd say that's pretty big impact.
Yeah, we don't talk about him enough. We don't.
They certainly should. For longevity, it was Joe Ferguson. Now, Joe was a very good NFL player,
right,
and he's in the Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's in the Buffalo Bills Hall of Honor,
right,
or Ring of Honor, whatever they have. So there have been some great ones, but yeah, if only three of them are in the Hall of Fame, you got to say. And as good as Allworth was, did he play? Did he play? I guess Dallas won.
Yeah,
one
he did.
Super
he
Bowl,
won once. He won one Super Bowl with Dallas, and he was in San Diego. But apparently his abilities as receiver. He and who's our guy, Raj, in the
Hudson?
Don Hudson. Two of the greatest receivers in the history of the NFL came through Arkansas. One, Don Hudson.
Well, don't forget another one.
Who?
Because, you know, when Hudson retired, he was the leading receiver in the NFL. You know who was number two?
Who?
Jim. I had it at the tip of my tongue.
Uh-oh.
From Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Jim Benson.
Is
Jim
that right?
Benson.
Okay.
is the most overlooked player in Razorback history. He played in the 30s when people weren't throwing as much. And I remember meeting him, he had the biggest hands of any human being I've ever known. and he caught everything. So in the pros, he was phenomenal.
Huh.
And
Jim Benson, I'll be darned.
Yeah, and from Arkansas, too. So now that's a guy that should be in the College Football Hall of Fame, but he's not.
Wow.
I don't know if you have to be a first-team All-America to do that, but I'll tell you how good he was. So I got to Arkansas in 1976. So I worked on the press guides, and you would look, and here's the top 10 receivers of all time at Arkansas. And all of them were from the 60s, maybe late 50s, except Jim Benson. He was still in the top 10.
How about
played
that?
In the 30s.
I need to look him up. Yeah, I need to look him up.
We
yeah.
need to.
Our buddy down in Jefferson County, Jeff Gross, runs that Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And there's so many great players that have come out of that area. So we'll have to look him up.
That's 90 years ago.
I know.
People have forgotten. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm telling you, Don Hudson Bambi, Allworth, I mean, two of the most impactful, greatest receivers. Matter of fact, Don Hudson was the first receiver to go in the NFL Hall of Fame. It just we don't realize the greatness sometimes.
But
here's one for you. We're getting ready to have another gold jacket from Arkansas. Who's it going to be, Rick? It'll happen first ballot. It'll be first ballot. He'll be the next gold jacket out of
Jason
Arkansas.
Peters.
Jason Peters. He'll be a first ballot guy.
He ought to be.
Yeah, I know.
Is he retired yet?
No, yeah, he's retired now.
He played a long time.
He did.
Now, there's a guy you got to worry a little bit about, because if you look at those five Razorbacks I just mentioned that have passed away since May, three of them had dementia.
Yeah. Yep, it's a horrible disease. Horrible disease.
With Lindsey, I'm sure it was the collisions he took in football.
Yeah. Well, listen, Rick, great stuff as always. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant. And I just sent you a text message. We'll get with you on Hot Springs. I got an idea for you. So.
Okay, great. Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you, sir.
You too.
All right. Thanks again to Edwards Food Giant, our buddies all over the state of Arkansas. Appreciate them. Let's take a break.
Holy Jesus is perfect.
we got a Rick wall, don't we? Ziggity diggity.
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
All right. You want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll visit with another Hall of Famer, golf Hall of Famer, John Daly. Don't go away.
Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball got another dominant win on their Bahamas trip yesterday as they beat Toros Del Valle 91-49. Up just 37-29 at the break, the Razorbacks opened the second half with a 22-2 run. J.J. Andrews led the way for the Hogs with 15 points and 12 rebounds. They'll play one final game today at 11 a.m. against the University of Calgary. That game can be seen on Flow Sports. Former Razorback Malik Ewan found a new home in Oregon. Ewan played every game for Arkansas basketball this past season, averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds. And a in Arkansas football news, they added former Georgia track athlete Maurice Gleaton Jr. The 5'10 speedster will play wide receiver. He will also still run track at Arkansas. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today. We'll get up to 95 degrees this afternoon with a mostly sunny sky. No rain or thunderstorms in our forecast today. Probably won't be until Thursday before we have our next rain chance in central Arkansas. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 72. Tomorrow, hotter, up to 97. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tuesday on The Zone, we are at Flyway Breckenridge, and we're going to be watching the Razorbacks take on the University of Calgary in their last game in the Bahamas. So come out and hang out and get yourself a delicious meal, great beer. I'm going to be eating Detroit-style pizza. Of course, it's going to take 3 hours for me to eat lunch. Also doing Top 10 Tuesday with 10 Fitness. Susan Irwin Prowse will be by with thanks to Willie D's with the keys to the weekend. Eli Craner's going to get on with us. And anything else we can dream up on The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TALK. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at bathfitterlittlerock.com.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I'm excellent.
Yep.
And nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. You ain't first, you're last.
Oh, my gosh. It was on this day 20 years ago, Talladega Nights came out, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
20?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
We were 42 years old. That's crazy talk.
I'm telling you.
He's self-deprecating, takes his shirt off, does all those things.
Tom Cruise. Is it Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise.
Help me, Tom Cruise. Help me, Oprah Winfrey.
He's on fire. He goes, he said, don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. And then he said, you're not. He said, you're not paralyzed. He goes, don't put that knife in your thumb. Let's check in with our buddy John
Day. Let's get old Johnny D in here if we got him here, man. Let's see, where is that boy?
Eminem, mo, 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 mo,
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with his no apologies.
Icon.
Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Garnonell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has.
Come on.
Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
That's
now,
a fact.
Stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
When the lady finds a little line of power, hit it, hit it, hit it hard.
Yeah, yeah. Not getting that open on, not getting that open on serious satellite. Good morning, JD. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi,
how
Johnny.
Y'all doing?
Good. Yeah, where are you at? Where are you at today? Are we hot? Did we sound like we're a little hotter?
No.
I'm in Nashville, Old Hickory Country Club. Did an outing yesterday. And speaking of Talladega Nights, one of my best friends is Baby Jesus, Grayson Russell.
Oh, I'll be darned. I think you've mentioned that before. Yeah. It's
my world. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
They're having a... They had a party, I think. I didn't know. I can't remember if it's tonight or tomorrow. I just can't make it. I was hoping I could make it, but what a movie, huh?
Oh, my gosh. So so many iconic lines that we play all the time on this show.
Now, the older boy has gone, has died, yes?
I don't know.
What movie?
Talladega Nights. Isn't the oldest of the two sons of Ricky's two
is
boys?
I thought he committed murder or something.
Is the young one? Is he the one that says, "I'll jump on you, I'll beat you"? You're like a spider monkey.
Yeah, spider monkey. Yeah.
I did want to bring up John over the weekend. Of course, you were a freshman when I was a senior, but we were up there at the same time, and you grew up in Arkansas, and so wanted to see what you thought about Billy Ray Smith Jr. And you're a legendary Razorback too, but boy, he certainly was for a lot of young guys growing up in Arkansas.
He was one of the best players we ever had. I mean, you know what a great career he had. I didn't know anything was going on with him, Nobody seemed to talk about it, but he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend in Arkansas. He had a hell of an NFL career, and he was an awesome guy, man.
Yeah,
he was a great guy.
Funny dude. He went out and he did. He had a really good, had a really solid NFL career. Everybody in San Diego knows him. He was a sort of a legendary Charger. He didn't have the same kind of level of success in the NFL as he did in college. But then after he gets through, he turns out to be a really big time broadcaster out there on the West Coast, marries the anchor of that local ABC affiliate and does radio and really sharp guy. I remember him, JD being really just a funny guy, and I was really honored to share the huddle with him as a young player, and just an unblockable guy, but really one of the greats. When you look at one of the greats, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's one of the great Razorbacks. His dad was too. Dad was a great Razorback. And so, man, I tell you, Roger and I were talking, and Rick brought it up, how many Razorbacks we've lost this year, and I forgot about it, Orlando.
Waters.
I forgot he had passed.
Yeah,
and then you obviously have these older school guys like Jim Lindsay and Burnett and others. But, yeah, it's sort of our mortality, JD, man. We look around and all of a sudden we're all passing on. And, the Billy Ray deal, I'd heard he had been struggling the last couple of years. He's got family here in Little Rock. And, that's a tough thing to be at that age, JD, and to struggle. You just struggle with dementia.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to keep up with what's going on down in the Bahamas and Coach Cal and the Razorback team? Not much of a challenge for these guys. They'll win by 40 or 50 again today.
Oh, it's great. I mean, I'm glad they're doing this because these kids, it's a brand new team again.
Yeah, you bet.
Number one recruiting class, I heard, but it's a brand new team, so... Mm-hmm. These kids, as long as they can get to play a bunch of, I know they're going to practice their butts off, but to be able to play some games before the season like this is going to be really good for them.
Yeah, they had John Walls yesterday, and, how cool is it for Cal to be able to just roll out all these former NBA greats and let them talk to the team, and they know all the players, and we definitely have some talented young guys. You just got to play, and we're going to get plenty of opportunity, and I'm going to tell you, basketball players now, and you golfers – get to take all these nice trips and crap. The football team's got to...
Well, golf courses are usually in nice...
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And
of course, John, football practice starts Wednesday. So we're back in action. You've got the NFL Hall of Fame game Thursday night, the Hall of Fame induction is Saturday night. You got Vinatieri going in. You got Drew Brees going in. And have you been to Canton, by the way, to be up there at the Hall of Fame to see that at all?
I've driven through there a million times. I just never stopped to look at it. I need to stop.
JD, you got to do that. The greatest part of that, and Roger's been there too, is the Hall of Busts, all the busts. And it's almost like going in Disney World where you see you expect the bus to start talking.
Yeah.
I went in there when it was not very crowded. And you want to find people that you recognize.
Sure.
I will say this.
To see if you recognize.
That's right. Yeah. I will tease this. There will be more than one gold jacket coming to the Little Rock Touchdown Club this fall. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I try to try to bring in. I think we've had 20. It will be 25 NFL Hall of Famers. We've had 11 Heisman Trophy winners, and there might be a Heisman Trophy winner coming in this year. I'm just saying we make the announcement.
There you go.
We make the announcement for that. That next week. And
any ladies coming?
This year we have no ladies.
No ladies, okay.
Obviously, one of the all-time greats was John Gruden, and John helped arrange that. John, what does the rest of your summer and fall look like? Are you going to try to make any of the football games this fall, and what's the scoop?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and make the Georgia game. I think that's what the end of third week of September, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, we're at home there.
Yeah, that's that 11 o'clock kick after playing the late game at
Utah.
Yeah, yeah. One story we mentioned earlier today, I want to see if you saw it. Did you see what the Zac Brown band did at Fenway Park last night or the night before last?
I did not see it, no.
So he sold out. I don't know. Have you been around Zac Brown very much? Have you had him at any of your events?
Oh, yeah. He played up at the Dick's Open for the Endicott, New York, a few years ago, and I got to meet him. What a great guy.
It's almost like, who is John not mad? You've met almost everybody on the planet. But so last night I thought this was great. So he sold out 15 straight concerts at Fenway over the last, 10 years. So he gets up there.
Wow.
I don't know what part of the concert he does. He goes, hey, I just want to let everybody know how much we appreciate you supporting us every time we come to Fenway to show our appreciation. Everybody in the ballpark is going to get a cruise, a cruise for two on the Margarita at Sea's new beachcomber ship. 37,000 fans are going to get a cruise. And now, of course, the reason why, JD, he's got a deal with that cruise line, and it's a $40 million value. So, of course, that I'm sure it's a new cruise ship, and so that company's going, okay, how can we leverage out to get some free pub out of this? We'll absorb that one time, and it'll get stories like they're talking about in Arkansas. People will look it up. But how cool is that? How cool of a gesture is that?
That is awesome.
Do you
that
know him,
really
John?
Cool. I'm not much.
Yeah.
You said
I'm sorry.
I actually in Akron one year, he was performing there. We were doing a charity event before the Champions Tour event. It's that Tuesday, and from the high school, they have a really good high school team, golf team in Akron. And I hit a ball over Interstate 76 and hit his trailer. So he was getting ready to perform.
Well, I was looking something up when I asked you that. I apologize. Okay. So my question would be then for you to go ahead and hook up with him and get some good boy on those cruise ships.
It's a combo.
That'd be cool.
I do want to thank, of course, to have John on every week. Can't do it without great sponsors like Honda of Russellville, the number one Honda power sports dealer in the state, number three largest in the United States. You were talking about hitting something with a drive. Do you remember, now, Roger, you probably don't remember this, but JD, back in when Jennings Osborne was alive, we did a fundraiser for Danny Nutt, who was going through that brain situation. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
He was having a serious brain bleed kind of deal. So we did a fundraiser at War Memorial Stadium, and you came out. Mike Huckabee was the governor at that time. He came out. Charper Ward and his family and Jennings was there. But do you remember what you did with the golf club? You remember what you did?
I have no idea.
Did I hit it
out of the stadium?
No, we were outside the parking lot, but you turned around and you hit it over the stadium into the zoo. And so I've got picked, and then I think you did it off the top of a beer can, I think, number two. So it made me think of all your famous shots, crazy shots that you've done. What are maybe the top couple ones that you've done anywhere in the world, anywhere at night, anywhere? What are the two or three that you remember that are the craziest?
the one that has to stand out would be Peter Jacobson's event where me and Fuzzy were partners, and Peter told me to hit one backwards, and literally it was pretty high. It was literally, the fans were only like 10 feet in front of me, but it went up. He says, I hit it backwards. I hit a driver over all of them. A guy was holding his hands up, went like a field goal. And about a day later, we're playing the tournament, and the guy says, man, I'm so proud. I'm never, ever going to replace my windshield.
Yeah, I was about to say, you never, you know, and I think we were trying to see if we could hear where it would land, and that's the thing. That's the only time you've ever had somebody come up and say, hey, you broke my windshield or whatever?
No, I hit one out of Steve Ford's mouth here in Nashville one year at Losers, and it's when these apartments were here, and I hit a guy's window, and he came out, he says, hey, man, I can't believe you did this, but I don't know if I'm going to get this window fixed either. Here's your golf ball back.
Well, that's classic. Well, the other one I'd have to ask is that, Roger, you've seen him do this, the bit where he puts the tee in the mouth of a person or puts it in the butt of a girl, sticking out butt of a girl.
Hey,
have you ever had a malfunction or a slight miss with a tee in the mouth or a tee in the butt?
No, I tell them they got to really hold it tight, because if they don't, if it's a bit loose. So I was doing it at Troubadour one time, peered it right off the guy's mouth, but the tee slipped and cut his lip a little bit. Just laughing about it. He was a veteran, but it wasn't my fault. It was his. You got to hold that tee really tight. And the best thing is, once they close their eyes, they already hit it, so they don't even know what happened. So it's.
How many times do you think you've done that in your career over the last 30, 40 years? What do you think?
I'd say about 20, 25 times.
Okay.
It's not a lot.
All right. We just seen it repeated.
It's like they say, do not try this at home. So if you're not a good golfer, please don't do it. One guy was trying to hit it out of a girl's, off her butt and hit her hip and broke her hip. So,
not good. Well, yeah,
it's not something. You got to be someone really good at golf to be able to get that timing down.
That's right. Only trained professional.
Not a chance.
Well, JD, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. We'll know obviously the Razorbacks will win today. They play at 11:00. Also, we'll be able to. I'm going to try to get up and watch a practice or two. So. Maybe next week when we talk, I'll have a pretty good feel. But, yeah, it's here. Football's here, baby. Time to go. And always great to have you on Tuesdays.
Thanks, Johnny.
I love you guys. Go Hogs. I am so excited for football. I'm ready for football.
All right, JD. Love you, buddy. Go Hogs. All right, thanks again to Honda of Russellville for their sponsorship. Appreciate them. As I mentioned earlier, you can check them out online at hondaofrussellville.com. We'll take a break if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037 is the number.
You know who this is? This is what I was looking up when I asked John if he knew Zach Brown. This is Zach Brown.
This is not the Zach Brown, though, is it?
Is that the same Zach Brown?
What I saw.
Is this a ukulele? Or just You Are My Sunshine, the fact that he's playing
it. It's a horrible version.
I like your version better.
You'll hear it later.
Edwards Food Giant, they know your family is important. And they also know that your time and convenience is as well. So why not take advantage of their heat and eat items in their deli department? Those famous Edwards Food Giant signature dishes with many of the same entrees and recipes that are served daily in the hot bar. All ready to take home and serve to your family tonight. And it can all be found at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant Deli. This week's special is spaghetti for only $7.49 per pound, paired with seasoned green beans for just $4.49 per pound.
Morning Mayhem live Wednesday at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton. Alcoa's summertime auto loan special ends at the end of the month. Don't miss out on rates as low as 1.776%. No payment for 90 days and 84 months financing.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store. Wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
Fraud is on the rise and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this. Your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today. BR McGinty.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back-to-school clothing and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store-wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com for the fall kickoff sale Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at powerstruckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Oh, yeah. The Rubber Band Man.
That is right, man.
The Spinners. Let me tell you, you get jam on Morning Mayhem. That's what you get.
Well,
get jam.
That's what you get. Well, sometimes.
Do you want to thank Oakland for being the sponsor of our studio? They're the best. Don't forget, Boats and Bucks giveaway. Now through August 29th, you can get it done. You can get a 2026 Icon fishing boat and trailer. More to come on that. Get rack up extra entries. But go by and take a look at that boat. It's cool. Boats and Bucks giveaway. But thanks to Oakland for doing our summer of adventure this summer, for sponsoring that, for sponsoring our studio. They're going to sponsor my travels across the SEC. A great partner. We appreciate them. Coming up shortly, we'll visit with Chuck Gatlin, brought to you by McLarty Volkswagen Mazda. Got Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank, Chris Roberts. We'll hear from Trey Schaap, who's down in the Bahamas. We'll hear from Pat Bradley.
Are you going to be doing anything with Oakland and the picks again? Did you say?
I don't know. I don't know. When they're doing with this new deal with FanDuel, I don't know if they need me anymore. You know, they may not need me to do that.
You're a local guy.
Also, we mentioned Christian filled in for us while we were gone. And Christian, did you enjoy going out and hanging out with Frank Fletcher?
Yeah, it was fun.
And Zippy? Yeah.
It's nice getting out of the studio.
Yeah, I bet you. You know, and especially you and RJ for many, many years had, you know, have to be in the studio and never get a chance to see Frank in action. Do want to thank Fletcher Dodge for providing our vehicles that we traveled the state in. So the fleet.
No doubt.
And I think they're killing it. They're having a great month out there in the month, or they had a great month in the month of July. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We were talking about, you know, Razorbacks play at 11 o'clock in basketball. Practice starts up tomorrow. Couple things. This is a big day in history. I mentioned that 1944, Anne Frank and her family were discovered. A very sad deal. Day in history in Amsterdam, up in the attic, which Jessica and I saw in person. It's a horrible situation. That was 1944. On this day, we lost Marilyn Monroe. She died from a drug overdose. How old was she, Roger and Christian?
She was 36.
Elton John wrote about it.
Yeah. Goodbye, yeah. Norma Jean.
What'd you say?
36
is exactly okay. Right. He just cut you off there. 1964, 2 years later, the murdered bodies of three civil rights workers were found buried in an earthen dam near Philadelphia, Mississippi. That's where you got the movie Mississippi Burning that was so good with Gene Hackman. That was 64. And then from a pop culture standpoint, 39 years ago, 1987, the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing was released. And what don't you do, Roger? What do you never do?
You do not put baby in the corner.
You don't do it. I finally watched that a couple years ago. I had not seen that until we started doing the show.
That's where you first found out about Solomon Burke.
It was also, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Also, Talladega Nights came out 20 years ago. Can you believe it? 20 years ago. Where's the time going, man?
I don't.
I mean, we're not far from moving on.
What?
I mean, we're not far from, Christian will be one of these days, go, remember Baz and Raj, what they used to say?
No, he won't. No, he won't. No, he won't. Yeah, he will. Hey. He'll be playing some Luther Vandross.
It was so funny. We were driving to the airport, and so I clicked into the show that Wednesday to hear what the boys with Christian and Chuck Monin, which we appreciate, and Trey Reed. And there was some song that I've never heard. Yeah. And it was just as slow as you can and laid back as the song as you can do. And then I heard Christian go, you know, we're a little bit different. Baz and Roger, they have a method to their madness. And yes, we do, Christian. But Christian had that 3-day window to be able to just pull out his greatest hits and let him rock. 661-1037.
I was telling the guys last Wednesday and Thursday when we were doing the show that I don't know what I'm going to do. You mentioned you guys passing on. Whenever you guys eventually hang up the microphone sleeve,
yes,
and Randy Rainwater does too, it'll probably be the day where I actually have to get a real job and I stop doing this, because I don't think I'll be here. I don't know if Signal Media will survive the transition.
Oh, look at you. You're very kind to say
that.
What
movie did you review last week?
We did Raising Arizona.
You know what? And Roger, you liked that movie.
I
did not like it at all. I did not get it.
We did not.
I know. And it's almost like that other movie that I don't laugh at.
This Is the End?
That one.
It's a good one, too.
It's a big one in the 70s that they do all the...
Oh, Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles, you know exactly what. I just, that humor doesn't resonate with me for whatever reason.
I don't think
Raising Arizona is the same type of humor.
I don't know why Raising Arizona did nothing for me. I don't know why.
Nah, it was great.
I like Nicolas Cage. I like the actors in it. It doesn't.
Well, the difference, it's the writing.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of the funny movies that we all agree on that we like,
very witty, very deadpan.
Do those balloons make funny shapes?
Well, if circular.
If round, funny.
Well, I will say this. There were conversations on the show between Christian and Pigskin and Trey Reed that you're right. They will never be talked about again until you are hosting the show again with them. The history lesson, somebody said it was, what was it, the second something of Belgium, I forget what it was.
The colonialism in Belgium, in the Congo.
I mean, but, you know, whether you like Pigskin or not, one of the most intelligent guys, and the same thing with Trey Reed, super intelligent guy, and I thought maybe that Trey could deliver me a tarpon while I was down there, but we could not get a guy on short notice, and I appreciate I appreciate those guys coming in and hanging out with you, Christian, and RJ doing it on Friday, too, and I'm sure Frank was very appreciative as well. All right, coming up, we'll visit with Trey Schaap from the Bahamas, Pat Bradley. We'll visit with Chuck Gatlin. Got a little family feud, so do not go away. We're glad you're with us. We're nothing without you. You make us who we are, and we're glad you're with us. If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you, with competitive rates and personal